The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. Is it just me, or does the jungle make me really, really horny?
It's just you.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robbins, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello everyone, it is 4 a.m. once again, and that means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch some movies from our past and see how they hold up to today. I am your snake hunter as always, Tony. Joining with me today is...
Don't want none of no snakes on no motherfucking planes, Brian.
The River Rabe.
I was gonna use Saro.
God. Okay,
You took my John Voight.
I should have seen that coming.
Yeah, though. We can all have a John Voight for this one. It's, yeah. It's gonna happen.
This podcast is gonna be like 30% John Voight impressions.
I will not try one. I will not.
Well, that's because you can't scream if you can't breathe, because it will take your breath away. We are discussing Andacana from 1997.
Where someone took my breath away before I watched the movie.
It's directed by Louis Yosa?
Sure.
Okay. More. That's a whole lot of nothing. Hour of the Assassin, Crime Zone, Sniper, 800 Leagues Down the Amazon, Fire on the Amazon.
Wait, Sniper, like the...
Sniper was good.
The big movie Sniper? The
like one that... Billy Zane and Tom Berenger?
Oh, that's... Okay, I'm thinking of the newer one.
Not American Sniper.
American Sniper. No, that would be...
I like Sniper.
I remember it being good.
I actually like that movie.
I don't even remember it, so... The Specialist and Feast of the Goat.
I like The Specialists. Or wait, no, I'm thinking of The Professional. Never mind.
Totally different.
I don't remember that. I don't know The Specialist.
Sniper was this movie, but with no snake.
Yeah, might have been the same footage.
I am noticing a distinct Amazon theme throughout this guy's filmography.
He knocked all of these movies out in the span of a week. He got a rental.
Okay, so... let's get into, do we want to do the brief history of the movie first, or your history?
Let's do the brief history of the movie.
Okay. So, apparently, Julian Anderson auditioned for the role that went to Carrie Wuerr. She was also up with Juliana Margulies for the title role, or not the title role, the main character.
You know, I'm glad Julian Anderson did not get this part.
What?
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, but like...
For her sake,
yeah.
Not my sake, because...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love me some Julian Anderson, but like, let's... Well, I mean, not that she was in a whole lot of
wasn't it, you know, I would own the...
Juliana Margulies as the Anaconda? That would be pretty damn awesome.
That would have been good.
Swallowing Owen Wilson whole.
Also, Jean Reno was considered for the part that I believe went to Jean Voight.
Oh, like an actual French guy.
Yeah.
That would have been too convincing. Like, that would have ruined the movie.
No, we need Jean Voight doing his best Christopher Lambert impression.
Let's see. During the filming of one scene, the animatronic snake went out of control, but they decided to just go with it. And
that seems to be every scene it was in.
Yeah, that would be my guess. I honestly was trying to pick out which one it was. I couldn't tell you.
It really was just one. They probably only had one scene they actually filmed with that snake. Just cut it up and divide it across the film.
It's possible.
A lot of bad CGI.
Speaking of, the CGI Anaconda cost $100,000 a second to be on screen.
You fucking serious?
I'm afraid so.
You should have told us that now, because now when we guess how much it cost.
Yeah, how many seconds is it?
We have to at least say $100,000.
Well, since I already tipped that off, I'll give you a tip off of the gross in this movie. It had three sequels that came out, which included the additional... I don't know what you call it. Splicing movie? Lake Placid versus Anaconda?
There was a Lake Placid versus Anaconda?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that happened.
Did it take place at Lake Placid or in the Amazon?
Well, Lake Placid didn't even take place at Lake Placid.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
No.
I think you'd have to talk to the two people in the world that actually saw it.
You're one of them, right?
No.
Oh, whoa.
if not even Tony saw your movie.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow. and not to show my hand too early, but Lake Placid, far superior film. I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
I can't get an amen.
I don't know. I have to see Lake Placid.
You've never seen Lake Placid? Who saw it in theaters with us? We saw it in theaters.
Matt and John, I
believe. Yeah,
just Charlie, them? Matt, just yeah, them too?
I think you guys had already seen it by the time I started hanging out with you.
And it's going to be the same with this movie, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't see this with you guys.
These movies are not in my wheelhouse.
Well, they're not in my wheelhouse either. We just saw every movie that came out that year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I might have to agree with you, give you your amen that it was a better movie, but not by much.
I saw 13 Ghosts or something. I couldn't.
In the theater?
Yeah,
we did. Oh.
Yeah. Was it Jennifer Beal or some nonsense?
No, that was Elizabeth.
Whatever, they're the same
person. Whatever from American Pie.
Could not possibly matter.
Tony Shalhoub, yo.
He was in that?
Oh, yeah.
He was the main character.
I don't remember anything about it. I just remember it happened. I saw it.
Yeah. No, tell me it didn't happen.
I saw it happen.
It was like a building.
That's the seriously. I say to this day, the best thing about 13 Ghosts is the additional stuff on the DVD.
That it's not this movie.
Yeah.
P.S. Nothing happens in this
movie. So yeah, that is a brief history of this movie. What is your personal history with this, Brian?
I saw this, I think, for the first time on USA, and when I had gone home to visit my parents, something like that. Probably 2000, something like that. This came out in the 90s, right?
Yeah, 97.
Yeah, then I didn't see it until 2000. No, I think it was at home, not 2000. Yeah, it was 20. I was still at school, so I had to come home to visit. I think it's when I saw it. And it was all right. I mean, it wasn't like, oh my God, it was all right, you know? So last time I saw it was a riff track version, which was more than all right. It was hilarious. All right. But, that's because it's funny.
You're welcome.
All right, Joe.
Some asshole made me see it.
I think this was my first time seeing it all the way through. I've seen parts of it before. I believe this was during my early 20s when I was trying to be like a cinephile and actually take movies seriously and artsy fartsy whatnot.
Thankfully,
so I hated it.
Thankfully, you gave that up.
Yeah.
So I like that, now that you're not such a cinephile and don't think anything's artsy fartsy, you love it.
We'll wait till the end of the episode to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. So, Rob.
I saw this in theaters with you, and I thought these two guys, but I guess my memory is, as usual, mistaken. But we definitely saw it with the Stanleys. A resident snake expert, John, definitely saw it with him. It was probably his idea.
I think I can second that.
That's my history.
I remember seeing it in the theaters then, and we enjoyed it, but probably not for the way it was intended.
For different reasons.
We were quoting John Voight for quite a while there.
Misquoting, but yeah, quoting.
Well, sort of. I know what the progression was. The actual line we quote the most is not actually in the movie.
Dead boar, dead monkey. Dead boar is food for a week. Yes. Dead monkey is food for days.
Yes.
Dead river monkey, food for days.
He first gets them river fish, which is food for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we get dead boar, which is food for a week. And then when we saw him shoot a monkey, we just assumed dead river monkey, food for days.
Food for days.
So that became a running theme for us. But yeah. Does anyone want to guess at the budget this movie had?
All right, so it's $100,000 a second for the animatronic snake. So I'm going to go with...
How many seconds was it on screen, Brian?
I think only used 2 seconds of it, and then just showed them over and over again. I'm going to go with... Was J-Lo's booty insured by this point?
No.
It wasn't even in this movie.
So I'm going to go with...
It makes it a kind of appearance in the beginning.
At the very end.
$3 million.
In the beginning.
$3 million?
Yeah.
$3 million?
I'm going with $30
million. I'm feeling 45. 45 million.
It is 45 million, exactly.
Wow. It cost that much to make this shit?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're forgetting about that sweet Owen Wilson in the belly of the snake scene.
You had
$1,000 a minute. $100,000.
You had to overpay for a lot of overrated actors.
Holy shit. I mean, Owen Wilson wasn't really that big at this point, I don't think, but John
Voight. His nose was.
Big, broke-ass nose.
Well, none of them were probably the names they are now, but they were all names. So.
Eric Stoltz was a thing back then.
Yeah, Ice Cube.
So, how much did this movie make?
Jennifer Lopez.
Taco flavor kisses.
Taco, taco, burrito, burrito.
And the offensive stuff begins.
That's South Park, yo. We didn't make that up.
They already did it.
Yeah.
And, Simpsons probably did it before that.
Probably.
Get it going. $125 million.
I'll go with 90.
and $90 million and $1.
I didn't know if you hear it was 65.
Oh, Whoa, man. What? Three sequels?
No one wins.
Well, keep in mind, only one of those sequels made it to the theaters.
Long ago.
Where did this money go into? We were talking about the stars in this. What are those stars?
All right. So when the credits rolled, I immediately noticed, I'm like, there's a lot. Like, this is an all-star cast of people who make bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like the creme de la crud. So you got Jennifer Lopez as Terry Flores. You got Ice Cube as Danny Rich. You got John Voight, the reason you'll be talking about this movie, as Paul Sorum. Eric Stoltz is Dr. Stephen Cale. Jonathan Hyde is Warren Westbridge. Owen Wilson, this is before, like, Wedding Crashers Owen Wilson. This is, like, the haunting Owen Wilson.
Yep. Welcome back.
As Gary Dixon.
Welcome back.
Carrie Wuerr as Denise Kahlberg. Vincent Castellanos as Mateo. And Danny Trejo as a poacher for all of 5 seconds.
Yep.
And returning podcast staple Frank Welker as the voice of the anaconda.
You know, the voice of the anaconda.
Because snakes need to scream. That's a thing they do.
Yep.
Is Snakes Out Dead is loud?
Which is the saddest part about all this is I first really hit me that he was there when it was the baby snake on the finger. Yep. And it's just like... I'm like, he just got paid like $1,000 to do that shit.
He's like, oh, why is Scooby-Doo biting that man?
Yeah, like, he's still in his pajamas and he get paid more than I do in a week.
This was that period of the 90s where everything had to roar. Yeah. Remember, like Twister and Twister. The tornadoes roared.
Can I also say, I miss the days when Owen Wilson was in a bunch of stuff dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Wow. I guess you can. I mean,
they weren't good movies.
It's dark and weird, but I guess.
Yeah, the movies are usually abysmal.
But it was nice when Owen Wilson was annoying to get his head decapitated by a giant lion.
Was it nice?
Flu? I don't know what that was. Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
So, this movie, we start out with a Skrull, as all good movies do.
Yeah, just a bunch of made-up snake facts.
Yeah. About anacondas.
John, please, right into the show.
He's not listening.
John. I'll text you this later. Right in the show.
Or Rich.
Sure.
A resident fact checker.
Do snakes throw up their food just to kill something else? No, that's stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I think, I don't know about snakes. I think some animals do this to make sure
movies
they
about snakes. Movies about snakes.
Yes,
snakes will generally eat one thing and then be good for weeks.
Yes.
Well, that was my other point is it's not, it doesn't specify that it throws them up to eat something else. It throws them up to eat them again as though this is some sick pleasure the snake is getting.
Snakes do throw up the bones.
Well, yes.
Yeah. But not, they're not tasting this stuff. They're not like, that was delicious. I gotta taste that again.
The starting lines posit that they're just vindictive assholes. We're just gonna spit you up so they can look at you and say, yeah, I'm gonna eat you again.
Oh man, I'm on the runway in 10 minutes. I'm never gonna fit into my dress. Bleh!
Be back for you later.
Now I'm just picturing the snake like at the end of Mac and Me last week where they're like getting sworn in as a U.S. citizen. At the
It's just vomiting Skittles and Coca-Cola.
It's got poor back all constricted up.
Yeah, I was going to say, they can get sucked into that vacuum. That snake will take them out real quick. Oh, boy. So, yeah, we get to a little bit of Danny Trejo and some bad ADR.
It's like the most Danny Trejo at his most sissiest.
I don't even think that was his voice. It didn't sound like him.
Yeah, it did sound like the ADR over him.
Yeah, because for a second I was like, is that Danny Trejo? Well, because he's running away and he's freaking out, and it's like
he's severely neutered throughout the whole thing.
This is firmly in the era where Danny Trejo died all the time, but like he usually went out like a badass.
Yeah. Like now he's just it's like in Tremors. Mm-hmm. It scared him up a pole. And he kill himself?
Yeah. He killed himself.
After we get that sweet Matrix-style shot of the nails for some reason.
Oh, man, whatever. Special effects. So, and that's it. That's the whole plot line for Danny Trejo. He's out.
Yeah.
His name is in the opening credits. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep, he's already dead.
See, I was hoping that would be like, you know, the movie would catch up to that point or something. Like, you know, you'd see that happening later. But no, that's it. It's just Danny Trejo.
I think you were right when you said people who had lines were in the beginning. Because that's the entire cast. Like,
that is everyone.
Like, yeah.
I would say it's not even so much of people who had lines saying. I think it's just that is the entire cast.
Yeah, you don't see anyone just,
why not?
There was like a porter in the beginning that put some boxes on the boat.
Yeah, and there's some
natives at the end.
Yeah, river people.
But they were all played by Danny Trejo.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like the Clumps.
And voiced by Frank Welker.
I'm a little girl. I'm a dinosaur.
I cut my chicken sandwich. I'm good to do whatever you guys want.
One of them's just straight up Megatron. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Energon cubes from the river. Food for days. I don't know what voice that was.
So, yeah, we just, at that point, we cut to Jennifer Lopez's behind.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
she's not just her behind, she's just wearing this sheer little white slip.
The linen. Yes.
Couldn't that just be the movie? Like, do we really need
a better movie?
Put all these snakes and crap in here?
Someone knocks on the door, she turns around, her nips are like, pow!
Yeah. 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 And then Eric Stoltz, and you're just like, what? Marty!
My boner is slightly ruined now.
You'll never be good enough. Get out of here.
Just wait for Chris Walken to show up.
Yeah, he should have been in this movie.
Prophecy.
Yeah.
I forgot Eric Stoltz was in there.
Yep.
So basically, Eric Stoltz is a.
Oh my God!
Prophecy should be on a list.
It should.
But seriously, just all I'm going to picture from now to the end of this podcast is if Christopher Walken as Lucifer comes down and he starts, or not Lucifer, he was Gabriel. No,
he was Gabriel. Yeah,
he was Gabriel.
Viggo Mortensen was Lucifer.
Right.
What?
Yeah, that happened.
You not seen Prophecy?
I have not.
Yo, you guys seen Prophecy?
But like him just come down and start fucking with John Voight here, like the two of them. Gold. All right. Sorry. So where were we?
All right. You get the entire plot basically of like we're gonna go try to find this tribe of people that
worship big snakes
before. Yeah, yeah, worship big snakes.
Making a documentary.
Yeah.
So they hired a boat.
Eric Stoltz is the guy. Jennifer Lopez is the director.
Yeah, and Captain Jack Scurvy is the guy on the boat. I don't. Mateo is his
Mateo,
name.
Mateo. Yeah. The boat is called the Michaela One, which is a fitting name. Give me Transformers flashbacks.
Well, you know, because everybody's riding on it.
Yeah.
Oh, John Voight.
Okay, so you get your, like, here, meet the archetypes, here's the cast kind of moment.
Yeah.
Ice Cube's on screen for, like, all of a minute before he's got to mention that today is a good day.
Dude!
Yeah. I mean, like,
he didn't even have to use his AK.
Yeah, well, like, he should have.
He should have.
Would have made this movie a lot shorter.
I mean, this is like his first movie where he wasn't playing a gangster. Yeah. He wasn't playing a thug. I mean, like, so, of course.
Is this pre-Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. It might not be.
I'm not sure.
This came out in 97?
Yeah.
It might be the year after Friday came out.
Mm.
The point is, like, he shouldn't have to keep getting tied into this certain something.
It's after Friday.
Mm. Okay.
So it's the Friday after next?
No, it's Barbershop. So, I'm sorry, it's Are We There Yet?
Are We Done Yet?
A Snake's Tale.
Go on, let's ride along real quick. Let's go.
Again, Are We There Yet? And Ride Along, both better movies if this Anaconda was
there. Was Kevin Hart playing the baby snake?
I don't know. You've seen them. We haven't. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I do love that picture I saw on the internet of like Ice Cube 1994, and he's like gangster. He's holding an AK-47, looking tough. And then it's like Ice Cube 2014, and he's like in a boat with a life jacket and a fishing pole.
Beer gut.
Yeah.
Yo, life comes at you fast sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta grow up.
But listen, nobody at this piece of the table that I'm sitting at is blaming him.
Yo, get that money, shit.
Yeah.
Not seriously.
So Ice Cube is the camera guy.
Yeah, you meet Captain Scurvy Mateo.
We get Snooty McSnooterson, who's our on-camera talent.
Yeah, Warren Westbridge.
A British guy to do for a documentary.
Now, a pompous British guy like that, though, he would be like, screw that, I'll voice over it later.
Seriously? You think Richard Attenborough's going out on all these things?
He'd show up at the... Or he'd walk to the zoo and, like, look at a monkey and talk about that, and that'd be it.
Yeah.
I can go in front of a green screen, right? I don't actually need to be here for this shit.
Yeah, then you get, what you call it, Denise, the production manager, who's the slut archetype.
Well, yeah. I don't know about slut, I mean...
Well, she's the
the looser girl, you know.
She's only banging one dude.
Yeah, just all of them.
Well, but still, but like and in the horror movie archetypes, she's filling that.
Yeah,
role.
She was.
I guess so.
She's like the hot girl.
Yeah, if this were Cabin in the Woods and she was killed, which it would be the oh my god, you gotta get on that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I will also say
I didn't really like
this.
It.
Slightly could be based on
so there.
The fact that Carrie Weir has played that type in pretty much
that
everything
was what she was typecast for. Yeah, yeah. Hot girl. So.
And we also get her man Candy, Owen Wilson.
Looking like an Abba Zabba.
I don't know what that is.
Zagna.
I'm not cool, you guys. I don't know the dank memes you kids are in today.
I'm talking about candy bars.
That's vintage. That's like 1994, 1995.
I know whatchamacallits. I know Snickers.
You're like hanging out with the Heath Bar, Fifth Avenue.
Charleston Chew. Get me a good Charleston Chew.
Welcome back to Fat Chat, everyone.
Even said today, no one ever, by the way, get me a good Charleston Chew.
No one. Let's, you know what? So
today is sponsored by M&M's. M&M's. Mouth in your mouth, not in your
mouth. My father used to work for, I guess, the company that made or distributed Charleston Chew.
They prefer not to be named.
Yeah, they will not be named because I couldn't name them if I tried. I think it's just Charleston Chew, a Charleston company by Chew Enterprises. Yeah. It's Asian. It I don't know.
Charleston. It's just out of his backyard.
It's Charleston. So he used to bring those things home by like the bag full. Oh,
lucky.
And no. It's why I have such terrible teeth now, I think. And they would just be in the freezer and they'd be awful.
Yeah, you approach that at the wrong angle. It'll just bond your two jaws together.
It's the worst. I hate Charleston Chew now. I hate it. I can't even.
That is not... Did it just hit you?
Yeah, that is not the memory of Charleston Chew that it just hit you. That was Joe.
I would like to apologize to everyone.
Dude, that just stabbed me in the nostrils.
Yeah. What just came out of my behind was unacceptable.
I smell it in my brain.
That's, you know, it's part of the sense of smell.
No, I mean, like, in my brain cavity. Like, I smell it in my brain cavity.
You should go to a doctor.
I probably should.
You should go to a doctor.
Speaking of horrible smells, here comes John Voight, who is trapped on a boat for some reason. It's all raining.
Wait. We get jungle horny first.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. Jungle horny.
Owen Wilson, his character is just shit. It's just a shit character.
It's just
what's his name? His character's name again?
I don't even know. Gary.
Gary.
Gary is a useless Gary name. If your name out there is Gary, I'm sorry. Gary is a useless name. I'm not saying all Garys are useless. I'm just saying Gary is the name of a useless
He's just
person.
Some dumb stoner boom mic guy. So, you know, what do you want from him?
Yeah, and his first words literally are, "Is it just me? Or does the jungle make you really, really horny?" He says to J-Lo's character, right?
No, he says it's Carrie Weir.
Yeah, Denise.
Which, to be fair, her response is, "No, I think it's the jungle." So he's doing the right thing. He's macking on her.
Oh, he already locked that.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
I mean, what were her other options? I mean, there was Ice Cube, but Ice Cube is friends with J-Lo already.
Right.
So that's the thing.
Right. J-Lo.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
You know, I'm just saying. What are her options? I'll give her options.
That'd be great if someone was just like, all right, it's going to cost us, $100,000 a second to get to the snake? How about we just try and throw that at the girls and see if we can make something happen?
All right, so now enter the devil.
Oh, yeah.
John Voight.
And like John Voight's so the accent.
Movie, the movie does a good job of letting you know immediately he's a fuckhead because like you see him on his boat asking for help, calling for help. And when they pick him up, he throws his bag from his boat to their boat and then does his like leopard,
He has boat. Amazing jump powers.
And I think he really put a sound effect in there too. And then he went,
Well, it might have been me too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of making sound
effects. But it looks crazy. So right away you know this guy is trouble. Well, and then he speaks, and you're like, oh, this guy is trouble.
Yeah, so.
It's Tommy Wiseau as Raiden.
That is it.
Yep.
I don't know what he's really trying to do, but his
insult everyone.
Yeah, his performance is the stuff of legends here. And then you also, you have to see the faces that he's making.
Dude, he looks like a gargoyle through this whole movie.
They're unacceptable.
He looks like freaking Hudson right when the sun's coming up. Actually, congrats nerds that get that joke.
I thought about it. And this little, especially the nerds, but I think the average person might get it. He looks like, a good example of what he looks like throughout most of this movie is if you remember in the first X-Men when the senator starts to mutate into that water thing.
Yeah.
That jellyfish monster. That's what he looks like in this. Throughout the whole movie. It's just like his face is just kind of dripping back in this creepy frown stare. It's horrible.
I almost had a fight a guy last week at the bar. He was making this face at the girls I was with. And I was like, dude, you're a little intense. You gotta back up, man. So because you're scaring the girls. Ryan, they're...
Do not fight a man who's making that face most of the time. He'll be sitting in a bar stool and leap up and have his legs around your neck.
Yeah.
Right. Just choke and you. I wish you would have so I could have swung on him because I wanted to fuck the dude up.
No,
but probably also have a neck. Hole in his pants.
They're like, see you later, baby bird.
Yeah. Did he call you baby bird?
Oh, he called me King Kong, actually. Yeah. Not to me. To other people in the bar.
No, of course not. Yeah. No, he would not.
Yeah, not to me, though. Well, I didn't hear that part.
That would be a ballsy move. Okay. So he seems to be useful at first, even though his face is on and voice are unacceptable.
Yeah, this is where we get our, river fish. River style.
I can get you out of this. I can show you where these... This tribe,
the world.
This fish, the tribe, I can show you places. because you're no good. You're just a cheek and chip, baby chip, bird. Chip. Yes.
I figured it out.
Yes.
The face that he's making, that you were just imitating, is the face that the kid in the Special Olympics episode of South Park that sold.
Wait, what?
No, the kid that sold... Jimmy? The one in the wheel, Jimmy, the steroids. Him. That was the face he made.
Do you know how much this hurts Rob right now? He has tied his face up in his hood to not comment at this moment. It hurts his soul so much.
It doesn't hurt me not to comment. I'm just thankful it wasn't me.
But see, he's just commenting on John Voight sounding like a character from South
Park. No, he said his face, Tony. He said his face.
Yes.
The facial expression that he was making.
Yes.
Was that.
Yeah,
because it was that weird, like.
You would have made fun of that kid if he was in this movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So here, the snake just blows its load at this point in the movie. We just see the snake.
Yeah, first puppet sighting.
Not Jaws at all. So
it's like 5 minutes in, we see it.
Yeah, we get like an outside cut of the boat.
This ridiculous shot of him attacking a panther?
There's a panther puppet in the jungle.
Well, it's a real panther at first.
Okay.
For a moment or two.
For three frames, we get a panther. The
snake interacts with it.
And then, a snake puppet attacks a panther puppet.
A stuffed animal.
You know, it was a high-quality puppet, but it was still,
apparently, I'm the one making all the inappropriate comments today, but the only thing I can think of was they had to kill the black one first, and they couldn't kill Ice Cube, so they had to kill a panther.
Fuck you, Joe.
To be fair,
Danny Trejo
they killed
did
Danny
die first.
Trejo first, so just. To...
But that's not. He's not a main. He's not like a part of the party. He's like a setup guy.
Neither is the Panther.
Ice Cube lives through the whole movie, motherfucker. Fuck you.
He does. He does.
Why they gotta kill Black Panther, Joe? What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I didn't write the fucking movie.
Besides, T'Challa would not have none of that snake. You would have fucked that snake.
T'Challa
up.
Would. Yeah.
All right. I gotta stop the.
All I gotta say is at least no one in this movie said, "What's cracking, little bitches?" So.
We thank you for listening to the 4 a.m. podcast. This has been our final episode.
We'll see. So,
Rob's sober and Joe's a racist.
it's like opposites day here.
What will happen next?
I'm gonna hand that mantle back to you.
Oh, gladly. So,
so the puppet gets eaten by the puppet.
Yeah.
And Owen Wilson decides to, the stars look pretty tonight. Let's go in the middle of the jungle where it's nice and filthy.
Wait. First we gotta do, the snake pop the panther's eyeball out.
Somehow, yeah.
popped out its eyeball.
Yeah, for not like
just the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Squeezes it that hard.
There was no reason for that scene anyway. Like,
no, absolutely not.
I mean, you see the snake, that's cool, but the eyeball thing, no one finds the eyeball, leads to nothing. Like,
nope.
We know it's a big ass snake.
First of all, I think they were just really trying to stress how much these snakes can squeeze you.
I guess.
For some reason.
Because panther is like alpha predator of the jungle. The snake, I don't know. It's just, it's
or
just
maybe they just had a scene from Congo that got left in here somehow.
That's probably much more likely. They just, you know, they found some footage. They had some left over. Anyway.
Okay, so in the scene.
Also, Bruce Campbell in this, much better move.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You guys can't see the face I'm making, but it's pretty close to that kid in South Park.
Yeah, so was Ice Cube when, you know, when they're riding on the boat and Westbridge is hitting the golf balls. Mm-hmm. He's complaining about Ice Cube's music. Was he listening to himself?
No, Mac 10.
Okay.
But it was a song he wrote.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So not exactly himself.
Here's a little song I wrote. Gonna sing it note for note, Anaconda.
But you guys won't get this. If you play golf, this dude's hitting Callaway Pro V1s into the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Those balls are expensive as fuck. Waste on good golf balls. Fuck you.
I will say somewhat in his defense, he did seem to be shooting them, at least trying to shoot them into a net, not out into the jungle.
But at one point, he is just hitting them off the boat.
Yeah,
he's just
hitting
them.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever, he's a dick. So yeah, okay, so Owen Wilson decides, let's go out into the forest. It's time to get a little action going on.
It's makeouts time. Yeah. We're going to go get some jungle sounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
We sure are. So him and Carrie Ware go out there.
That sounds like syphilis to me.
Yeah, she's ready to get down, and all I can think is, no.
She's getting down in some PG-13 jungle banging. Like,
well, yeah.
She
double
just
makeout.
She doesn't even get that little whatever shirt kind of thing she's wearing over her shoulder before shit happens.
Well, I mean, you know what's hot? Thousands of mosquito bites. nothing turns me on more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, just, they don't even, like, nobody brings a blanket to lay down on or nothing. You're like, just, what are you planning?
A swarm of ants crawling up my leg. Yes. It's just amazing to me.
His penis was like, hit that shit trigger. That was the extent of the plan.
But I'm saying, like,
that's the movie. That's the movie I was talking about. Mm-hmm. John Voight looks like Kim Cattrall in that movie.
In modern vampire
form?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, I think Kim Cattrall is attractive. Like, fuck y'all. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, she's I'm sure she's a lovely woman. But no, I mean, when she's that vampire thing.
Yeah, all right.
That's what he looks like.
That's better.
That's, okay. I couldn't remember Modern Vampires because
how do you forget that, man?
Every day I try harder.
Oh.
Harder.
It won't work.
No.
Good luck with that.
So, all right. So these guys are starting they're gonna try and bake some brownies in the woods, and along comes a pig monster.
You get the old Predator fake out.
Yeah, it's the same pig from Predator. I was hoping Bill Duke would just show up and stab the crap out of this thing.
Oh, imagine Bill Duke versus the Anaconda. I mean, no contest.
Imagine Bill Duke versus John Voight.
Mm-hmm. Again, no contest.
Yeah.
Any one person from Predator.
Yo,
maybe not Shane Black, but everyone else.
You know, I'd even put Shane Black. He's got military training.
Nah, he would tell a joke and get stabbed.
Yeah, Shane Black wouldn't have lasted very long.
That's fine. That's
or he might have just left. He'd be like, nope, I got a radio.
That's true.
Shane Black would be Mateo if he was in this movie.
Yeah, I'm thinking Shane Black would have been Owen Wilson. That's pretty much his role.
All right. Any of the other people there would have killed this anaconda, then got elected.
Anyone from any other movie.
You know what? I'll throw this out there then. Anyone from Predator, and then if you throw Shane Black in there, he's the writer. Much better movie. Yeah.
It'd be Christmas on this boat somehow.
It'd be Christmas. Whatever. The anaconda would be ostracized from his family and wondering, you know, where his youth went.
There'd be one scene where the snake comes up under a Santa hat and kind of lifts up.
Yeah. Or it gets wrapped in Christmas lights.
Now you got a good chance that Robbie Downey would show up for some reason. Mm. You know, I'm down for this.
So anyways.
Yeah.
We're getting attacked by a Steadicam.
Yes. Yeah. And John Voight pops out of nowhere and shoots this pig.
Which, yeah, I want to know exactly how this was going down.
He was going to watch. He was going to watch.
Yeah. He was going to watch.
John Voight, sleep creep? What's going on? Like, why was he there?
He was going to watch.
No, I know. Well, like, no, it's a rhetorical question, but But
yeah,
seriously, come on.
More important, like, if anyone questioned that, what was going to be his excuse for being there? Let's put it that way.
Not to mention, how did he pull his pants up fast enough when he, you know, raised that rifle?
No, he just got in position. He didn't get the drop trout.
Okay.
He was setting up.
Because he was like the rest of us, waiting for that boob to come out.
Are you kidding me? He doesn't drop trout. He's got a hole in his pocket. This is not his first rodeo.
There's something in his front pocket for you.
It's a pair of river pants. Hole in the pocket.
Hey, Jeddo, why don't you reach right in and say, how do you do?
Okay.
Enough South Park reference.
There will never be enough.
Yeah.
So now we're...
he shoots the boar. Food for days.
Yeah, food for a week. We're going to catch that snake.
It's basically just like, these two are useless.
Yeah.
Nobody goes.
Like, all of you would be screwed without me here. Yeah.
So the boat's chugging along, and now, is this where we, like, find Cobra Base?
No, this is where you get the propeller. The propeller gets cut,
yeah.
Well, yeah, because we see those big snake stats, snake totems.
Mm. I think we see the first totem, yes, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
That's what correct. I meant by Cobra Base.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant the wall. All
right. Then, like... why is there a rope hanging off the boat?
I don't know.
What are you dragging on a barge in like a shallow river?
Maybe it was
probably
like...
a dead damn pig.
Yeah. If I were to guess, this is some part of John Voight's plan, but yeah, again, it's not very well explained.
Well, no, I have no doubt that John Voight positioned the rope so it got caught in the propeller, but like, what was originally on the rope?
Yeah.
I'm guessing he probably just kicked it in the water. Like, yeah. It wasn't.
Maybe.
Because they were all like, oh, the rope got caught in the propeller. Damn. But, like, the hell? Like, what are you dragging? But anyway, so while Eric Stoltz is getting ready to go dive underwater, the face that John Voight is making at J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unacceptable. Yeah.
He'd be licking his eyebrows if he could. Like,
that's the face I make when, like, I haven't eaten all day and have some lasagna at home. I get home to lasagna. I'm like, oh, you're going to get it. Like, you're going to get it. That's
Isn't
the face
that the
I make.
Face? I don't know. It wasn't really a I'm going to eat you face. It was more like a literal I'm going to, like, eat you face.
Yeah, well, lasagna, that's what I do, actually.
Not in a hot way.
No, there's nothing attractive.
No.
Yeah.
He's like, everybody get out of my house.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This is like Garfield.
Now!
This might be somewhat sexual, but it's not going to be pretty.
And so, all right.
Afterwards, we're going to need to clean the kitchen with the purple stuff.
I'm below soap. Yeah. That shit works good, too.
Yeah, it does.
That purple power spray. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, Eric Stoltz jumps in the water.
Yep.
He goes for the rope around the propeller.
He's cutting it free.
And all of a sudden he's like starts choking and struggling in the water. He's got to get up. They pull him out and they pull his mask off.
Something in his mouth.
Something in his mouth. He's got a wasp the size of a bird in his mouth.
It's a giant fucking wasp.
Yeah.
It's like
a bombardier beetle size.
It's
freaking like, massive.
Yeah.
Look at your thumb. No, then add another thumb to that.
Yeah, it's like the size of a pine cone.
Put wings on it.
It looks like a gerbil.
Yeah.
Go to your local store and get one of the bags of M&Ms. Not the single size bag, like the bag that says sharing size. And just put that all in your mouth at once. Bag and everything. That's what this dude had.
Yeah.
And it's like, how did you not see that?
How did it take that long for it to act?
That was my question.
This dude, like, did he have?
He had a snorkel.
It was a snorkel. It wasn't an air tank.
I thought he had scuba gear. Yeah,
he had an air tank. I thought.
Oh, he did have an air tank.
Yeah.
This thing would not even fit in the hoses for the air tank.
Yeah,
like, it was.
You check that shit before you go.
You
diving.
Look at it.
Yeah,
you,
even if this fit in the mouthpiece, there's no way you'd get that in your face without noticing it had wings.
You spit in the little mask and get to clean it and. You make sure that there's air coming through that tube.
Yeah, that's mentioned. The moment you turned your air tank on, that wasp would be flying out.
I was like, I'm not hanging out here. It's weird.
And like, it would be hard for John Voight to actually even sneak that wasp anywhere.
Yeah, does he just keep it in his pocket? Is that what's in his pocket hole? It's just hanging on to his dong all day? Like,
maybe.
It's my wiener wasp. Don't worry about me and my wiener wasp. We have food for a week. We've been nibbling on this pig. My wiener wasp and I.
Maybe they're nesting in the back of that rat tail he's got.
That could be it. That could, you know what? He may just have a beehive hidden in his gross face, like in his jowls.
Oh, God.
Folks at home, this is what Angelina Jolie's going to look like in 20 more years.
Oh,
so,
don't.
So get used to that.
Probably talk like that, too.
Probably talk like that, too. She's on the Madonna track where she's going to pick up accents from places she's probably never been.
All right. So it's tracheotomy time.
Sure enough.
Yeah. Let's put a pen in his throat because that's what we need to do.
Don't make Eric Stoltz better.
Take him out of the movie.
Yeah, poke a hole in his throat and lie him down for the rest of the movie.
Take him out of the next 45 minutes.
I mean, I can't disagree with them.
No.
So, yeah,
that's what they
out.
Did for Back to the Future. Well, yeah. He was in there. He was just in the barn.
Okay, so now Rob petering out.
Basically, it's this guy, Paul Sorone, John Voight. Like, you have to go the way that he wants to go.
Paul Sorosis,
yeah.
Well, yeah, he's been the whole time. He's like, you guys should go this way. Oh, you want to go find this thing? You should go this way. Oh, you need to find a doctor? You should really go this way.
He's just making stuff up.
Getting them to go the way he wants.
It's not subtle.
Not at all.
He's making stuff up about the river. He's making stuff up about snakes. He's making stuff up about life.
Yeah.
He's just a monster goblin.
What's that? You want to go north? You should really go south. Let's go south. Yeah. Like, what?
I want you to take me back to my home country of Nilbog.
You don't piss on hospitality.
What are you doing? I'm tightening my belt. We're all going down.
So,
I don't know what that's from.
Oh, you will. Oh, you will.
Also, better ending from this, if the people in the mist was his people, and it was like Tommy Wiseau and
Lambert,
and yeah.
Razor Ramon.
Sure.
I was picturing they all try to throw spears at the boat, but they're all just horrible.
Wait, wouldn't they like just do spears at the boat? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let it go.
All right. It's gone. So now we're out of dam.
Okay. There it goes. It's warm.
Yeah.
All right. So we're at the dam. He's like, oh, I guess this wasn't here before or something. I don't know. But you know what? We could just blow it up. It's not a problem.
Yeah. I happen to have dynamite.
Well, I keep that in my ass next to the wasps.
What was the question? Danny Trejo got through there, right?
So that's why I didn't get it. Once we saw this part happen. Fast forward, you find out that the boat you see in the beginning of the movie is down this way. And I'm like, how did it get past this fucking dam that's had to blow up?
I have the explanation. You saw how fast he installed that board on the door in the beginning? He's just a really quick carpenter. The whole fucking dam. He's like, I'll keep the snake out.
So his name was Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
I mean, he just built it.
Yeah. He's just like, I'll dam the whole freaking river, keep the anaconda out. Forgetting that's a damn snake and it just climbed over the wall. It's like, son of a bitch.
Or under, or around, whatever. All right.
This is a mild inconvenience.
So they blow up the dam.
Set some explosives, yeah.
Is this where we lose Mateo, or...
No.
No, Mateo's not already gone at this point.
No. Well,
he's once we get past the dam.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's something in the water.
Yeah. We're worried about something in the water. The only thing that's in the water at the moment is all this dynamite, which I can't imagine is good for it.
You know, maybe we should back the boat up.
Nah.
No, that would require...
Keep going forward. So let's blow up the dam, even though we're like 2 feet from it.
Yeah.
And what do you know? That goes poorly.
So the rubble frags the lifeboat, frags the fuel reserves.
Yep.
Which, granted, from the moment this voyage has started, you saw these barrels, the way they were positioned, you're like, those are rolling.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they'd roll over somebody, but no, they just roll off the boat.
By the way, I love if you notice the guy that dives after him just a second too late. It's just nice face plant trying to get that last barrel.
I think that was John Voight. Well, it's John Voight's stunt double. But they're just like, well, fuck it. There's our fuel. It's right there, under a few feet of water.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Can't get it.
Yeah.
That's lost in the ages.
Yeah. Dude, that's your fuel.
It's right fucking there.
But there's something in the water.
You got rope.
Some nebulous thing. To be fair. In the water.
Well, There is the nebulous something in the water, and then there's a shit ton of snakes that come raining.
Yeah, baby snakes.
And he does throw them all in the water.
He does.
Go back to your mommy.
Now, this is where I'm immediately in, like, Ice Cube letting me down, yo.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's like, what the hell? Like, all these damn snakes. Like,
yeah.
And then he doesn't just fucking go back home. Like, yeah. I would have been gone. Like, fuck that. There were that many snakes. There were little baby snakes. There was big giant snakes.
Yeah.
There was medium-sized snakes. There were snakes on top of snakes. One snake bite just bit the dude's finger and was like, yeah.
I would be in my cabin so fast.
Yeah. I'm out. Fuck you. I'm out. Mm-hmm. Dunzo.
Well, he didn't really have too many choices for where he could go.
Yeah. And to be fair, he's probably been doing this documentary series for a while, maybe. He's seen a couple snakes. That's not enough to throw him off.
So, is John Voight the dad of these snakes?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, go home to your mother. Go home to your mother.
Yeah. I'm not paying child support. Go home. Get out of here.
She can send you all I want. You're not going home with money.
I need more cigarettes. I'm running. I'm back out.
I can't help it.
No. One other thing I didn't get is the boat, it's going down the river. You get this shot that goes nowhere of, like, the boat's heading towards, it's clearly like an island or a peninsula, blocking the whole freaking river.
Landmass, just
like there's no side, there's no hole in it big enough for the boat to go through, and they just don't address that.
Nope.
But they felt like they should put it in the movie.
I'm assuming they blew that up too.
Sure.
Because why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Just went right over it.
Yeah.
This movie's not good.
John Boy just got out, picked up the boat, and carried it over that little thing.
So they didn't just build a ramp and do like a speed style jump.
I would have preferred that.
That's probably what it was. Uh-huh. Just like, hit the gas.
Well, it'd be great though if they built that whole thing up and had like a ramp building montage, and then the boat just comes in full speed, crashes through the ramp, crashes through the island, and just plows through the whole thing and keeps going.
Or no, you know what? I think John Voight grabbed some of the boards and stuff left over from the dam they blew up and built the ramp, and then they just went over it.
Mm-hmm. Either or.
So, they continue forward. They find where Danny Trejo was.
Yep.
They see it's all demolished. It's fallen apart. It's been ripped apart.
So they decide they're going to look for gas on this derelict boat because just digging in 2 feet in the water was just too difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though presumably they all got out and pushed when they hit that landmass, but you know, it's fine.
Apparently, the anaconda, when it attacked the boat, felt it necessary to constrict and kill a rifle.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Maybe it was on a guy. I don't know.
I guess.
Not from what we could tell, but whatever. All right. I guess it ate Danny Trejo after.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, you see in Trejo's boat, there's a picture on the wall of Danny Trejo, Mateo, and John Voight all together holding a big snake.
Mm-hmm.
And Voight's there trying to get his trunk.
Mateo, Trejo, and Voight.
Yeah. The Three Stooges. And Voight's there trying to get his snake hunting trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's in there?
Treasures.
Treasure. Me.
Are they national treasure?
Oh.
Is that on the list?
Yeah.
So.
Just put some lemonade on it.
So, him and, Voight and Ice Cube start carrying this tray, this trunk back to the boat.
Uh-huh.
And Scuzz Face is kind of hanging behind.
Yeah, it's like, it's all right, I got this. I'll stay here and die.
Yeah. I'll be the distraction.
Yeah, what does he even stay behind for?
No reason.
He's just looking around, just dicking. He's just dicking.
Yeah, just because.
If you want to spend alone time, you know.
I guess. Because the jungle makes you so horny.
Yeah.
He's looking for Trejo's leftover Playboys or something.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It's like, there's pornography on this boat somewhere.
I know there has
My stash is somewhere. I know I left it somewhere.
Yeah.
Or at least like a thing of grease. Cause I know Trejo is as filthy as me.
Yeah.
So
here come the snake.
Yeah. Snake shows back up, wraps him up real quick, gives him a nice little hug.
I got this movie abandons any kind of Jaws-like subtlety.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my notes is this is not exactly Jaws. Because we see the snake within the first like 20 minutes of the movie. Yeah,
it's just like snake time right now.
Yeah.
Well, like they still try and fuck around with this like Jason Voorhees style camera shot where it's from the point of view of the snake, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it would build mystery, but then it's like, no, here's the snake. He's just going to attack him now.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So it wraps him up. He seems to know to grab his head and then twist again to break his neck. He
breaks his neck.
He's going for a stealth kill.
Like a Schwarzenegger movie. It's like...
But yeah, literally, like, Ice Cube is just walking out of sight, and he's just like, oh no, I can't help them.
Like, Ice Cube's like, all right, I'm going to go back and check for him.
No!
And Cerrone's just like, maybe next time. Thanks, ass. Right.
Well, yeah, he's just sort of like, nope, he must be dead. Fuck him.
Yeah.
He's dead. Okay.
Care about anything.
Yo, Cerrone, I would have kicked his ass in the water and sold the boat myself and gone the fuck back home. Now, mind you, this whole time, fucking Eric Stoltz's character, what's his name, is fucking dying in the bed, and they're trying to get him to a hospital, quote unquote.
To be fair, he's fine.
Well, yeah, he just has a hole in his throat.
Yeah, he's
honestly, got a hole. If I was Cube, at this point, I would have grabbed Eric Stoltz's gun, pointed at John Voight, and said, no, you get your ass back in there and go find your friend. And go find our captain, see what's up. That's right. So,
all right, Tony, you get back in there and find your friend.
No, he's clearly dead. So, what is happening now?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
John Voight kills a monkey because reasons.
Dead river monkey.
He's just like, John Voight's basically like, yeah, an anaconda ate my tail. No big deal.
Yeah.
That shit happens.
He pulls out of the trunk a giant snake skin.
Is this when he's like showing off his scar face too?
And he's starting to corrupt Gary. He's like, we could make a ton of money off this.
This
like,
might have been that point.
What are you showing me right now? Like, he's got, his face looks kind of like a scrotum a little bit. Like, it's just.
It looks like he took it off a different person and sewed it onto himself.
This is Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Was she a big fat snake? But, it's, yeah, so... And he's like, what the hell are you showing me? Why?
Hey, Lopez, what is this? Eat more of this boar, would you? I need to fat you up.
Can you help me move this couch? So, like, he's got
can
this...
Can you help me carry this trunk of weapons?
Yeah, he's got scars on his face, and he's implying that he was, like, attacked by an anaconda. Yeah. Like, what? What?
Yeah. Lopez is like, I don't believe, you know, snakes attack people or eat people. And he's like, oh, you don't think so? Look. I got scratched. Like, okay.
Did a snake pull a knife on you? What? What are you showing me right now? It's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, it doesn't really amount to much.
So yeah, now he has like a confrontation with the rest of the boat crew, and you know Owen Wilson's kind of on his side, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, because he convinces him they can make a lot of money if they capture this giant.
Yeah, and now he's
basically... Oh, this is when they kill a monkey. That elicits...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so John Voight has basically taken over the boat at this point.
Yep.
He's like, all right, so white guy, you're the new captain. Go steer the boat, and I'm going to go just be a douche up top, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
And we're going to go chase some snakes.
Yep. So we go fishing for some snakes late at night.
And they catch it.
Well, he's the old monkey crane technique.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, them catching this monkey to catch a snake, right?
Yep.
The snake just ate a whole person.
Yep.
Why the fuck would it want a little Reese monkey or whatever? Why?
Let me tell you about monkeys. They got the most succulent meat. I don't know where I'm going with this.
So, you know how long it took me to catch a monkey and then train it?
That's not helping you get your snake. Well, funny not this kind of snake.
I mean, kind of funny if John Voight just had a big yellow hat. But
all right. This scene
is dumb.
It just gets out of control real fast.
The whole rest of this movie is out of control. Yeah.
So, mind you, through this whole scene, no one can act, like, at all.
Yeah.
Your choices are either total underact, like J-Lo and Ice Cube, or total overact, like John Voight and...
Owen Wilson.
And Carrie Wurr.
Yeah, that's right. Carrie Wurr.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is when he catches it with the crane.
Yep.
Like a fishing hook, basically. Trying to wheel it on the boat, because I guess that's going to work out.
Hey, what are we going to do?
I think he had a trank gun.
Yeah.
He did.
Like,
what you were going to do with it after, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. And, like, he tail swipes Ice Cube, the line, the steel cable breaks.
Snaps, yeah. The snake is that big, it snaps the cable.
And then pops out of the water and uses his launch monkey shout to fire a dead monkey at Westbridge.
Spits a monkey at this dude.
Launches it at him.
It went, I ain't a whole person. You can't fuck around what this fucking monkey for. I'm eating you next.
Screw the appetizers. Let's move on to the main course.
I'm eating you. Broken nose.
Oh, coming at J-Lo, smashing through a window.
I mean, it's March 8th.
It's not, but it's not even like trying to eat. It's just like, hey.
So
Snake just stuck to Teddy Bear Factory in the toilet and spit out this guy. So Build-A-Bear Workshop is what I meant. I didn't mean to misname the establishment.
Yeah, God forbid. The snake just smashes its head into the window, which doesn't really phase it, but it is just like hey, J-Lo, what's up?
Yeah.
It's like going into the cabin. Come on, man.
That's when...
nice place to get.
A little decorum, please.
Cerrone shoots it with a tranquilizer.
In the mouth.
In the mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't give a damn. Take your Owen Wilson.
Joke's on you. We didn't want to meet him.
He was like, shit, I'm out of here.
Oh, no, please don't take our Owen Wilson. It'll be the worst. I think he's falling for it. Give me the monkey. I'd rather drive away. Save the monkey. I'd rather have the monkey. There's still good meat on that monkey.
So wraps around Owen Wilson, sucks him down, and disappears into the water.
Mm-hmm. Where we see probably the worst thing in any movie that came out in the 90s.
$100,000 a second.
And we see Owen Wilson's dumb outline and even dumber dumb face looking like a freaking Freddy Krueger baby in this snake's belly.
And he even did the outline of the crooked nose. Come on, man.
It didn't look. It looked like Odo from Deep Space Nine. It didn't even look like.
Wow.
That would be the nerdiest shit we've said.
No, it was the Dr. Bashir.
That was off camera, as it were. Off mic. So
same show.
So you just drinking my margarita like a dude at an old Western saloon. Is that it?
Yes.
Just leave the bottle.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I might need it again.
Oh, okay.
So, Denise, the production manager
has a
freak out on Caliber with like Ridley from Dungeons and Dragons when
Come on, I think you're overselling this scene a little bit.
So was she.
Ridley was a...
Nobody is that emotionally attached to Owen Wilson.
No.
Nobody.
No. Even his own brother.
Not even Luke Wilson.
There was nary a tear in The Haunting. It's like, that was weird.
Even when watching this, I made a comment like, no, that's the guy I occasionally screw. Like, whatever.
Yeah, the worst thing that would happen to Luke is he's just like, oh, well, I guess I'm no longer considered the handsome one. I'm just the Wilson brother now.
Now I'm finally out of his shadow. Yay!
Picturing that scene for the Royal Tenenbaums, he's like, I'm going to kill myself tomorrow.
Yo, me too.
And then just cuts his wrist.
Me too.
Start playing Needle in the Hay.
Is that moving the list?
We're not doing Anderson movies.
Yeah.
That's a little. What do you even say?
It's absurd. The movie's absurd. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Some weird crap happened, I don't know. Was it good? Wow.
The movie makes fun of itself, so you don't really have to do much.
If you say you didn't like it, everybody writes in that you're not smart enough to get it. Mm. If you say you did like it, everybody writes in and says we're just a bunch of posers.
It's not Inception. Let's calm down.
I never saw that.
Yeah, Inception's not good. Yeah. It's not a good movie.
So. John Voight's just like, you, British man, you are my bitch now.
Yeah.
All right, this was my favorite part in the movie. He tells the British dude, like, put my bags upstairs, whatever. Mm. The guy's like, who do you presume that I am to ask me who bring this shit up front?
I am not your poodle.
And all of a sudden, it's it. Take my bag upstairs. That's a shit. Like, best part of the movie. Yeah.
But he gives him slaps that, like, you'd give your dog when it, like, ate something it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, but there's slaps that were just in his pocket with his hole. You know what I'm saying? That's a smelly slap.
There was zero respect at all. It was just like, you are garbage. Yeah. He slaps.
Hey, he beat. You like that? You smell the ocean? You like that?
Yeah.
Smells like river monkey and balls.
He beat his face.
And a 4-inch wasp.
He beat his face like he beat his meat.
It's a spice show.
You know what his hand has been?
Yeah. That is a healthy dose of ball sweat right on your face.
Tell you
right
where
now.
It's going to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he takes control of the pilot house. And this is when J-Lo decides to go for the seduction spell.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
It is.
It's so terrible.
Acting is awkward. Outcome is awkward. Just awkward.
Yeah, especially.
I did like the end of this scene though, because I didn't see this coming.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. She's kind of talking him up like maybe you can help me, and he's like, I haven't been with a woman in a while. Like, thanks, Dad. Finally, they start really hardcore making out.
You'll have to show me where is your cloaca.
Making out is a stretch.
He's eating her face.
Yeah, she's terrified.
That kiss that the Karate Kid gave his girlfriend where he was swallowing half her face was more romantic than this one.
Well, at least that was consensual.
John Boyd is becoming part snake. Yeah. That's the issue here.
I can unhinge my lower jaw.
But he looks up in the rear view mirror, I guess. I don't know. Whatever this was, and he sees that Ice Cube is coming in the door with whatever he had.
A bat gun, sure.
Sure.
That's a good point. That was a rear view mirror. On the fucking it didn't even look like that.
Wasn't even a rear view mirror. I think that was a side mirror.
That was so fucking Mateo could watch who he wanted to watch.
You know,
finish that sentence.
Come to think of it,
it gets lonely in that pilot house.
That was probably aimed at J-Lo and Carrie Wurr while they were on the back boat.
That was a jungle watching mirror, you know what I'm saying?
I imagine a lot of these boats, there's also like mutinies and shenanigans that you need to watch.
It could have been a shaving mirror, could have been any.
No, no one shaved this movie ever.
For the purposes of Paul Cerrone, though, that probably could be I'm going to watch out for Ice Cube trying to stab me in the back mirror.
So he points the gun at Ice Cube. He's like, you back the fuck off. Then he's just like, J-Lo, I'm getting another one.
So let me finish.
Yeah.
You still got a little makeup on your lips.
I bet that was in the script.
Probably.
Just did it. That just happened.
Yeah, I bet.
It's in the movie now.
She looked for real terrified. Like holy shit, what's happening?
Sonya cut!
But then Westridge.
Anderson.
Then English comes in and he just smashes behind John Voight.
A few times.
With a golf club.
Yeah.
And, he brains him.
I mean, I know it wasn't a driver, but I would imagine you'd be donezo.
His head was bleeding.
I mean, I'm sure the golf club's done afterwards too, but that. Even if you didn't die, you should have been functional.
The window probably took a little bit of this.
No, but he got him a few times,
though. He did get him more than once, yeah.
But here's the thing. This happens.
Mm-hmm.
You dump him in the river.
Ice Cube said it. Yeah. Throw his ass in the river.
Yeah.
Ice Cube's like, hit him a few more times with that.
Wes is like, can I hit him a few more times? Yeah. Ice Cube's like, let's just dump him in the river. But J-Lo's like, throw him in the river.
All right. Important lesson, when you're tying up John Voight, you always tie the feet up.
Yeah.
Always tie the feet up.
Well, more
break his legs misery style. I don't know.
Throw his ass in the river. That's the lesson.
Yeah, throw his ass in the river.
I even said while watching this, and she's like, no, just tie him up. I was like, and then throw him in the river. I'm like, that's how you do that. But,
No, that's murder. You just dump him in the river, it's fine.
And they tie him to a pole. They don't tie up his legs. Big mistake.
Yeah. He confesses everything. He's like, yeah, I put the wasp in his mask.
Yeah. It was all me.
Yeah.
I've been planning all this shit.
And at that point, throw him in the room?
Yeah.
Because you know how many people knew you left with him?
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The people on this boat, and they're all down for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why when you're like, it's murder, I was like, nah, because you know what? One in his head, dump him in that river, no one knows.
It's river justice.
Yep. You know what happened to the last person that gave a fuck about this guy? Ate by an anaconda.
That is true.
And you know what else? Dead John Voight, food for days.
Well,
you know what, though? That would set up a great sequel, right? Instead of being like Anaconda 2, it'd be like the Return of John Voight. He'd be like Serpentor coming out of the water.
Yeah, it would be like if Batman Returns when all the penguins are bringing putting the penguin's body down.
You just see the anacondas carrying them off.
Yeah,
it'd be Anaconda in LA. So it'd be John Voight versus Ice Cube.
Oh, don't mess with Ice Cube in LA. That's his home turf.
No, yeah, that's
not gonna go well. No.
Stay away from Long Beach.
So now we get to a waterfall for some reason. The boat just
runs aground.
They're just like, there's a waterfall hidden, a huge rock in front of us. Boop.
It's big as day. You can fucking see it fucking forever.
Dude, yeah. What?
It's a majestic ass view that demands your attention.
Yeah. Not to mention big as day, it's bright daylight.
What I don't get. Like, even if they didn't see the rock they slam into, there's nowhere to go like 5 feet beyond that. So just stop.
It's got lens flares and shit.
Now, if he had said, I don't know how to drive this boat. I don't know how to stop it. That's one thing.
Yeah, but no, he's just like, oh, we hit something.
There was a lighthouse there.
When you're driving a boat, though, you don't have a lot of choices for things you can do. You can figure out stuff pretty
quickly.
Stop, cut turn. The engine. Like, those are your only options.
Send the waterfall backwards.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, we'll get there. So
reverse time.
They try and reverse it. That's not working. So we got to wench it to some shit and pull it out. So that means we have to get in the water.
Now there's Dilophosaurs is everywhere.
So they're like, Ice Cube is like, all right, me and J-Lo, we're going to go over to this one little tree and we're going to wench something up. Dead meat, you go that way and die. Like, it's basically what happens.
Cube knows to stay close to that flotation device, you know what I'm saying?
Denise, just stay here and get killed.
Well, like, all right, so on that note, Voight's tied up. What the fuck is his name? Cerrone's tied up.
Yeah.
On the ground, and here comes Denise with a knife. Like, I'm gonna kill you because you let my friend die, whatever.
My fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Friend with benefits.
You never look someone you're gonna kill in the eyes.
And I'm just like, why didn't you just shoot him?
Yeah. Or,
these are all very good questions. Yeah.
How did you not notice he was getting up so he could jump?
No, that was fair. That was fair because that was an inhuman maneuver.
Well, yeah, no,
he did not get
no
up.
No one should be able to do that.
That's inhuman. That's fair.
Well, I did see he started in like a crouched position, but how did you get from there, from where you were?
He propelled himself up with old man gas.
Yeah. I honestly, and I put this out to our audience, if someone could like make a GIF of this with just like the Mario jumping sound, that would be amazing. Because this is not human.
And poor Denise.
Yep. Mm. Baby bird.
Baby Catch bird dies between John Voight's thighs.
Is that written down? Did you write that down?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, and no one notices.
No one.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody. Yeah,
he actually takes a couple minutes to push her off the boat into the water, and nobody is the wiser. They're just, what was that?
He's like saying a prayer as he snaps her neck. He's saying a prayer to her, too. Like, it's just fucking creepy.
And like, the splash in the water, I would have been like, what the fuck was that?
Because mind you, they're already big-ass snakes after you and shit.
So, you know,
was that
I would
John
even
Blake?
Be like,
was
I'm going back to the boat and waiting for a few minutes till I know the coast is clear, then going back in the water.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't just be like, you know what? Let me turn my back to that again, continue to do what I was doing. But of course, it's what they do. So they're wenching up this rope. They're starting to get ready to get pulled out. And that's when the anaconda shows back up.
It's like, hey.
Hey, guys. Did you forget I was in this? Because I'm still in this. He starts chasing English. And they're just like, get on the rocks! I like, it's not a tremor. That's not going to work.
I like how Westridge, he's just like, hey, over here. It's like, snakes can't hear.
Well.
This one seems
to certainly reacts to him.
Yeah.
But I mean, he doesn't. He may not know that.
I guess. Either way.
Yeah, I don't blame him so much for trying that.
He's like, all right.
So I blame the movie for allowing it to work.
I'm going to die, but at least I'm going to get a trailer shot in here.
Yeah. Trailer park shot.
Yeah. He runs up, gets into the waterfall. He's like, I'll be safe in here, right?
Nope.
That snake just falls him right on in, just like the T-Rex in Jurassic Park 2.
Well, yeah, so he gets the old... somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, he decides, like, I'm going to try and make a move for this, so he jumps out.
Looks like I'm going to have to jump.
It's like the fugitive. That's a word I was looking for. My brain was not firing.
But the snake's like, that's not happening, and snags him right out of the air, spins him up, and I think snaps his neck as well?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, why not?
Whatever.
Terrible CGI. It really doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah. But now he's choking him out, and he's going to, you know, have a nice meal when he's like, oh, what's this? We're taking down the whole tree? Whoops.
Yeah, I forgot I weigh a shitload.
Yeah. Snake's out.
So we take the tree
big
down.
Big ass like J-Lo bringing down the whole tree.
And smash down right on this boat. So that's all fragged. And I love, we cut away for a moment just to see Eric Stoltz kind of like shift in his bed for a moment. Like, what was that? Never mind. But... so J-Lo and Cube are running back to the boat. J-Lo gets on. Cube's about to get on when, what do you know, we see Baby Bird.
Yeah. So anyway, they're all climbing to get onto the boat. Surrounds and
like, surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. And he's and there's just everybody's grabbing the gun and everybody's losing the gun and everybody's missing. Nobody can do anything.
He stabs just, Ice Cube with a kitchen knife.
Yeah, he stabs him in the leg. It's just a big dumb standoff. Mm. When all of a sudden, Eric Stoltz just stabs this idiot in the back with the tranquilizer dart. Mm. And they throw him in the water like they should have done forever ago.
I just want to point out, this is the worst tranquilizer on the planet.
It really is.
It has never worked.
Yeah.
Not on the snake?
Not on the snake, not on nothing.
If you hit him with a reptile tranquilizer, like, that's it. Like, he's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's done.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it takes
like,
a lot.
He's not going anywhere.
It takes a lot to put a reptile down.
Yeah.
Especially one of this size. Well, I mean, again, it's not working, so obviously it's not very effective, but...
Yeah, but for... Even if they were estimating for a snake half the size that it was...
Oh, yeah,
it
should have put him out. It would
still take a human being down.
Should have put him out.
Or one John Voight at least.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't a reptile tranquilizer, just to take out an animal of that size, you're
But what you don't know is that on the river, I eat this every day for breakfast to build up an immunity.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, and then I bullshit every day.
And then I throw it up.
Bowl of bullshit.
Then I throw it up just so I can eat it again and follow it down with a monkey.
Yeah, here we get one of my favorite, perhaps, because again, $100,000 a second for the CGI snake. So how we get out of this is reversing the boat, thus reversing the film to the point where if you're watching closely, you can see the waterfall going back up.
Wait, aren't we missing? Isn't this where she actually kills one snake?
This is what it's like. Hey,
that should have happened already.
Just kind of going to chill here. She's like, all right.
Yeah, the snake's just like, hey, can I come on the boat?
Well, I think it was fighting between killing Cube and eating Carrie Weir's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's just like, all right, I'll shoot you in the face.
And this was before Cerrone really freaks out because she killed his snake that he was going to capture.
Yes. Yeah, but, you know, whatever. So, yeah, she shoots a snake
Boom.
In the face.
Headshot.
Yeah.
Eyes are gone. Brain
double
is gone.
Too.
Yeah.
It explodes.
Yeah. And so you think, like, once you see that waterfall going backwards, you're like, oh, okay, credit.
It's over.
We're just reversing on out of this movie, right?
Yeah, nope. I'm good. I'm satisfied with what happened here today. I'm good.
We got to go to the old lumber mill.
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn it.
We're still going with this, huh?
This looks like an action set piece. Fantastic.
Yeah. This is straight up like an MGM stunt show.
It is. This is probably the MGM lot.
Yeah.
They stop in. They're hoping to find some gas. They immediately find like bodies and guns and shit or something. It looks like there's a war that happened.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. So like,
check out these fuel drums we found.
Yeah. Hey, this could be useful. But here comes
John Voight,
who catches him in a trap like freaking Predator. Like what?
Yeah. Also, like he had one butt stroke from his rifle knocked out both of them.
Yeah,
like,
come on,
did he have cleave? Like, how did that work?
Cleave is a feat in D&D that lets you... No, I'm sorry.
They know.
Sorry. Forgot who's listening.
If you don't know, Google it. You know? Google it. Do some legwork, people. Mm. So, yeah.
Sure.
He had a bunch of, like, I guess off screen, off camera, he just had a bunch of Ewoks help him set up all these traps for people. And
maybe he'd been here before, and this is like his home away from home.
Yeah, he catches J-Lo and Cube and the snake all in one big.
And I can big only net. Assume about like 12 dead river monkeys.
To oh yeah,
his bucket
probably.
Oh, yeah, he doused them all in monkey blood.
Just buckets of monkeys. Just
again, questionable if that was in the script or not. Or well, John Boyd just did it.
It was in the script, but he volunteered to bring his own monkeys from home.
Yeah. I'll bring the blood, don't you worry about that.
I have three in my trunk now.
Why not just cut them?
Yeah.
Why do anything? It's a snake. It knows. Yeah. It has heat. He talked on and on about how it has heat receptors and all this other crap.
It's honestly, from the sounds of from how everything else has been going so far, just take one of those dead monkeys and just kind of throw that at them. Like, good enough. Just, get a little blood on you. Yeah. You've got warmth. It's got blood. Yeah, all right, it works. It doesn't matter. The snake shows up either way.
Yeah.
Again, there's just another giant anaconda.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the daddy?
It doesn't.
Mommy?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
So it tries to kill them, but he's like, hey, guess what? It's a trap! And he throws the net up, and now they're all caught in it, which I don't know why they aren't killed immediately.
And the snake's, like, roaring like crazy.
Yeah. Of course.
I don't remember how they get out of the net.
The snake just breaks it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The snake's just
like, fuck that.
Because John Boyd doesn't know how to properly, like, weigh things to catch a snake. Yeah. He's a snake hunter.
It's like, looks like you tied this up with the same cable you used to try and capture the other one before. How'd that work out for you?
And So the snake just gets mad and eats John Voight.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he's like, I could go after these two that are tied up and all that, but no.
Yeah, I want you, because, you know, live.
Well, you're a dick and you tried to shoot me, so.
That's true. I mean, you gotta, you know, I hate ponytails. It really just pissed me off, so I'm gonna eat you first. And we get snake gut cam.
Yep. Yeah, we do. I just gotta see that colonoscopy cam.
Yeah, you get to see what it would be like if John Voight were given birth to in reverse, I guess. This is fun. Fun times for the whole family.
It's just John Voight's sleeping bag at home.
Yeah, I suggest you all take that scene and just watch it in super slow motion, and then
throw up immensely.
Rip your own eyes out.
Rip your own eyes out. Like a panther.
Yeah. Stab yourself in the eyeballs with a screwdriver and pour some salt in there.
So so J-Lo and Cube are now like fighting this snake.
Yep.
Who has vomited up John Voight again.
It's immediately like, I regret this decision.
It's like, he was a lot greasier than I was ready for.
Tastes like shit.
He fucking winks at J-Lo.
Yeah, sure does.
Like, this white corpse just winks at it. Like,
yep.
Hey, baby, what's up?
I mean, it wasn't a corpse. He was still alive. It's to some capacity, sort of, I guess. He looks, He looks like a little bit like Mac Tonight. Just covered in afterbirth, I guess. Oh. take that one to bed with you guys.
Oh, God.
So, but they're in the smokestack now. Ice Cube's like, I'm going to burn this place down.
Yes, for some reason.
It's like, hey, look at all this fuel. Let's dump it all out instead of getting away with it.
Well, and like, Cube is now attacking this thing with like a pickaxe and just a regular axe and whatever else he can get his hands on. But Snake is like, no, I want that J-Lo booty. So he chases
I know.
But he chases her up the smokestack, to which he has to explain to her how to use a door.
Dude, this is, she's like, it won't open. He's like, did you push on it?
Like, I'm pushing. No, the other end from the hinges, that end.
Try the other side.
There you go.
It's a push, not a pull.
So do you see where the hinge is? Can you just like work it out from there?
I don't get what happens here, though, because he lights the fuse or whatever.
He seems to teleport the fuck out of there. I don't know what that's about.
It doesn't matter.
She's got to jump. Okay, fine. She poured gasoline on the ground, which doesn't blow up the lumber mill, which it wouldn't do in real life, but it sure does blow up the smokestack.
Yeah.
The thing that's designed to, you know,
handle,
contain fire.
Yeah, and smoke. Take the fumes out the top of it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Smokestack just blows up.
Why not?
And like a big flaming turd, this thing just falls into the water.
The snake's just like, bleh.
Oh, but it doesn't just fall into the water. It's now attacking and it's on fire.
All right, and then my first question.
Is it on fire, though? Because it just looks like the regular snake that they just drew fire over.
Well, yeah, we're stretching our imaginations. Yeah,
we're not burning this puppet. It cost a lot. So.
It's not in any way inconvenienced by the fire.
Same way we said this whole time that John Voight was a person. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the snake is on fire, bunny ears.
Movie magic.
Yeah, air quotes. Snake is on fire. John Voight is a human being.
My biggest question, right? This thing that makes it home in the water gets set on fire and crashes and goes everywhere but its home, the water.
Mm-hmm.
It makes an effort to stay out of the water.
Yeah, if it just lowered its head for like 2 seconds, it probably would have doused itself out.
It didn't care. It's like, I'm still going to focus on eating these people.
Yeah, I got to get that J-Lo booty. It does crazy things to you, Brian. Crazy things.
Ice Cube's just like, God damn it, I'm ending this now.
Yeah. So he just takes an axe and crushes this thing's head in.
Yeah.
Calls it a bitch.
Yeah.
Then they get back on the boat, I guess, which has fuel now.
Somehow. Because reasons.
And they're just
when Cube teleported out, he grabbed a barrel to go with him.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. And they're heading out. Eric Stoltz is awake and fine now. Yeah. And now
did I miss a movie?
They see this lost tribe, and who cares? Who could possibly give a crap?
Yeah.
You know, if this movie was made a few years later, Ice Cube would have been running on the barrel and rode that right out the door and onto the boat.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't happen. Yeah.
It's a Jerry Bruckheimer film.
Yep. Although I also would have liked if they were like, look, it's that lost tribe. And the lost tribe was just like, we tried to keep you assholes out. Get out of here. Sort of like throwing spears at them and shit.
Throwing snakes.
I would like to see a re-edit of the end of this movie where, like, when the snake dies, the tribe comes in riding snakes to get the snake corpse. You know, like, and then they ride out on giants, on bigger snakes.
They stretch out some of the snakes and throw those as spears. Yeah. Like Serpentor does.
They throw Ice Cube an antique revolver.
It's like, I'm just it's like fucking Dune where they put out thumpers and they're like riding it really huge snakes.
Oh, God. So, none of that happened, unfortunately. This was the end of Anaconda.
Thank you.
Well, they just, they see the indigenous people and they're just like, do we even care? It's over.
Anyone still give a shit? Nope. All right, Anaconda. Okay, so Anaconda on RottenTomatoes.com. The critics gave this a 38%. Audience gave it a 24%.
Wow.
Surprisingly, for once, the audience is smarter than the critics on this one. So that is what the critics, or that's what the, Rotten Tomatoes, thought of this movie. What is your personal thought on this and or recommendation, Brian?
Movie sucks. I mean, like, for when it came out, it was Congo had already come out.
Jurassic Park had already come out. 5 years old at this point.
Yeah, like there are better movies that you can see the same kind of premise. But yeah, it's not well made. Like, the CGI just takes you out of any moment that it pops up. You just disconnect immediately as soon as you see the first bit of CGI. There's too much overacting, not enough acting from other people. It's just not a good movie. Like, we've seen worse, but I can't say. And not even enough funny things happen to warrant seeing it. You know, so I would pass on this movie. I would not recommend.
All right, Rob.
Yeah, no. This movie commits the biggest sin a movie can make, where it's bad, but worse than that, it's dull. Like, just nothing. Like, there are some, like, making fun of John Voight is fun, but there's just not enough of that to make up for everything else that happens in between. It's too much to get through. So, no.
All right, Joe.
I'm going to put this in the category of not a so bad it's good. This is a one that is definitely a bad movie, but I think you do need to see it once. Just once. This is kind of like the same category I put Battlefield Earth, where you kind of have to see it to believe it. And really, like, John Voight's performance in this is something that needs to be celebrated and everyone needs to know about. But, from an objective standpoint, this movie is fucking terrible. And, you know, it's It's insultingly stupid. Yeah, everyone is either horribly underacting or horribly overacting. The only good thing I could say, really, is that it goes by quick. Not much happens, but it goes by quick. But that being said, though, like, I enjoyed the fact that I saw it and, you know, can share it with other people. So I recommend you see it once.
All right, I'm...
My mother hit me once. Sorry.
Yeah, this is one where if you're having, like, a bad film night with friends or something, you're around, you're drinking, you're watching some bad movies, you want to throw this on, fine. It is very dull. It does seem to go by faster than you would imagine. For as little as that happens. So it's maybe worth the watch once, like you said. But ultimately, I can't really recommend it. It's too dull. The story is mediocre at best. The execution of it's super dull for 90% of it. The action you do get is pretty lame because you just get some bad CGI effects. The acting isn't really good, even though they got a whole cast of people that should be really good at this. So yeah, I can't ultimately recommend it, so... That's gonna be a no. So that's pretty much a not recommendation from all of us. Do we have a movie we would recommend in its place?
Yeah, watch Lake Placid.
I have not seen that movie.
We'll go with that for now. You know what? The Royal Tenenbaums.
Piranha.
Haven't seen Piranha.
Have you seen that movie?
It's been a long time. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, both of those, I think we're kind of going out on a limb at the moment.
Yeah.
Sharknado.
So, I mean...
Cabin in the Woods. Go watch Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, if you want to see, like, people getting killed in the jungle, like Predator, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah. But...
Yeah. Either way, you can skip
Jaws
this
for people being killed in water.
Yeah, there you go, Jaws. Watch Jaws.
People knowing how to properly use a monster.
Yeah,
movie.
Since this wanted to be Jaws, but it's not. Watch Jaws. All right, so what do we have?
Wait, imagine if Jaws had the budget of $100,000 a second to fucking make Jaws.
I'm glad it didn't.
Yeah, it probably would have sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I wonder. I don't know, because, like, Jaws had a good budget at the time.
Yeah, it's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, but part of the whole thing that made Jaws work was the, you know, build-up and anticipation of the shark,
yeah.
Which was largely because they didn't have very good sharks. They didn't want to show it. So I don't know how much of that would have been lost if they just threw in a bunch of shitty CGI. It probably would have been,
like no CGI. The money that was spent on the CGI was spent for, like, more practical effects.
Yeah.
I mean, like, had the budget. I think the budget was there. I mean, it was a Steven Spielberg blockbuster.
Well, I know he didn't really like the look of the shark, though. That they
Yeah. But I mean,
I'm sure there was some budgetary restraints.
Would have been a George Lucas, when you like redo something that you love and it becomes like.
Probably.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Because there's a movie where we gave Spielberg a huge budget to make monsters. And, you know, he used a combination of CGI and practical
effects. They
weren't
monsters, they were beautiful.
They were beautiful. Beautiful.
Monsters can be beautiful.
They're my favorite as a kid, and now I see them. They're the most beautiful thing I ever saw.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is Spielberg knew what to do.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think we should go back and digitally take out Darth Vader's eyebrows.
I should
punch you
with both your jowls.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm just saying my only point is I don't think Jaws was a budgetary limitation. I think it was a technology limitation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it was maybe a bit of both. Mostly technology, but probably with more money they could have done more.
No, whatever.
But anyway.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
And yes. The shark roars in that too.
So
I don't know if it roared in that one.
No. I don't believe it
I thought it roared in the later movies.
It definitely roars in the later ones.
I think it roars in that last scene.
What, when it like jumps up on the boat?
Yeah.
Did you know if you watch Jaws in reverse, it's about a shark that throws up so many people they have to open a beach?
That's pretty...
On that note, what do we have next, Brian?
D20 of Fate time. It's that time where we get the roll to see what we watch next.
I believe it is Rob's
turn. It's Rob's turn. Rob, make it do, Rob.
Rob,
we need a halfway decent movie, Rob.
World's waiting on you, Rob.
I'm not even waiting. I'm not even going to say quality
maybe
movie.
Maybe I'll roll a 20.
Just a halfway. Well, we saw how well that worked last time. Come on, man.
I got my next one picked.
Look, we didn't know that there's going to be two ones after that.
18. It's an 18, guys.
You tried, Rob. You tried for that 20.
18 is 1989's Tango and Cash.
Oh, God damn it.
Come on.
Whoa.
Come on.
Are there even good movies left on the list anymore?
I mean... Yeah.
How?
Child's Play was up here. That's not good. You don't like Child's Play?
This
with Chucky?
You know, this list was actually pretty pretty subpar.
Did you load a ones list by mistake?
No.
You sure? Superman 3 is up there.
Superman 3 is up there.
What? No. No.
That's not good.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That would have been good. I could have done that.
Yeah. Alien versus Predator.
Okay. Point Break's up there. Right.
Double Team.
Double Team.
Why? This is a ones list.
Armageddon.
This is a ones
you could have gone back to the Bayverse.
Yeah, this is basically a ones list.
What have you done? What have
Listen,
you done?
We can't have every movie just be on the ones list, okay? Yeah. We gotta. You take the good, you take the bad.
You live by the randomizer, you die by the randomizer.
Take them both, and there you have Facts of Life.
A shitty list.
Facts of
Life.
The Fats of Chat.
All right, so now after that tragedy, what do you have for us, Rob?
Well, join us next week for Tango and Cash. I've
Tango
never
Cash
seen it.
Tango Cash was the Stallone, right?
And Kurt Russell.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
Where, if I'm not mistaken, Stallone is the uptight one?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Prepare for that, folks.
Brought to you by USA. That's where I watched all this shit when I was a kid.
Get your three seashells out, everybody.
Gilbert Godfrey here. Freaking what episode of Tango we can't. I can't. Oh, that's man. Not even close. I didn't. All right.
All right. So join us next week for that. And if you have any... do you have any snake stories, I guess? I don't know. What do you just write in. Just write. I don't care what you say. Just write into us. Tell us a story. All right. Tell us. I'll tell you a story. Tell us a story. We'll have a story time episode. It'll be great. You can wear your pajamas. Unless you're at work, that might be weird. Or driving. I guess you could drive in your pajamas.
Tell us about a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about your favorite day. So you can do that at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. You can email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can also get in touch with us on Facebook at facebook.com/4ampodcast. Or listen, I've been up for a very long time.
You got untouched! You got a power!
You can get touched by us
yeah!
on Twitter at 4am podcast. You can get touched by us in person if you just know where we're at. Just want to get your touch.
I'll touch you all
day. Yeah, you know, just come on down. Touch your face.
The 4am podcast reserves the right to not touch you.
I got a pocket hole.
Promises of touching can be revoked at any moment.
You want to be my baby bird?
If you want it for you.
If you want Rob to choke you to death with his thighs.
Listen,
it's likely to happen.
Listen, I've done it before.
Just don't look him in the eyes.
From a sitting position, too.
There's a reason I'm not allowed in Kansas.
Just don't look him in the eyes.
Don't look me in the eyes.
I'll haunt you forever.
I'll haunt you forever. Email us. What's your favorite day? Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Dead Robert, food for weeks.
Deuces.
Good night, everybody.